Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today you can hear from my voice that I've been doing an awful lot of talking these last couple of days in our prison retreat with Kairos Prison Ministry. It is very, very overwhelming, but the Advocate comes to our rescue each time. And today we will speak about the Advocate in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, with verse 26. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. To the Christ, amen. The Advocate is a powerful ally in our journey towards living in truth. It supports and empowers us to embrace and express our authentic selves while also standing up for what we believe in. By definition, an advocate is someone who speaks or acts on behalf of another person or cause. In this context, the advocate acts as our inner voice, encouraging us to be true to ourselves and guiding us towards a life of honesty and integrity. The advocate helps us navigate the complexities of life, assisting us in making choices that align with our values and beliefs. It gives us the courage to speak our truth, even in the face of opposition or adversity. The advocate empowers us to stand up for our rights and the rights of others, championing justice and equality. Living in truth means being genuine, transparent, and authentic in all aspects of our lives. It means being honest with ourselves and others, and living according to our core values and principles. The advocate helps us shed the masks which we often wear to please others or fit societal expectations, allowing us to embrace our true selves. Having the advocate as our guide also means being open to self-reflection and growth, encourages us to question our beliefs and assumptions, challenges our biases, and continually strive for personal and societal improvement. Ultimately, the advocate is a reminder that living in truth is not always easy, but it is essential for our well-being and the well-being of others. It reminds us that by embracing our authentic selves and speaking our truth, we can create a more honest, just, and compassionate world. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We continue to pray for Kairos 56 Prison Ministry that we're in the midst of right now. We're coming up on our third day today. What an active way to see the Spirit moving in these men. I've seen tears, I've seen fears, I've seen cries, and I've seen the desire to be free once again. We pray for those we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born has been answered. She is 23 weeks pregnant with a little boy. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of John 15. It's verse 26. One stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Testimony of Me in Truth. That's really testimony of Jesus in truth. Amen. Me send coming advocate, Father's truth, Spirit, youth, proceeding from him to activate testimony of me in truth, testimony of Jesus in truth. Amen. I'm Tom Shookers Wigan. It is October 21st, 2023. I'm recording this morning early at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close this morning at 6:09. A little novena going on here as we prepare our morning routine. We go into the prison. We arrive there at 6:45 and enter at 7. Please keep us in your prayers this morning. And may God continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.